Good morning. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Let's stand and sing that together. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. My Savior pardoned me from guilt and shame, I know. I'll trust His saving grace while traveling here below. I know He'll welcome me at heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a precious mother up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I clasp her hand. For me she's waiting now at heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. The saints in glory land are shouting victory. I want to join their band and live eternally. I hear the sweetest praise from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. We'll also be continuing the Revelation series this evening for the evening service. Tomorrow and Tuesday is the Evangelism Conference down in Geyer Springs. Be in prayer for those that are going down there just for safe travels and that we get something that we need. Also, next Sunday will be our fifth Sunday dinner after the morning service there. Hopefully we get snow for school, not for here. But, all right, will y'all pray with me? God, I pray, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've given us. Lord, I pray you watch over and protect us as we travel down to our conference tomorrow. God, I pray for what we're about to hear today. God, I pray you bless Brother Lanny and what he brings us, and just give us the ears to hear. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you.
stand with me? I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing, now your love is the air that I am breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open, 'cause when you called my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, when the black skies and my red eyes I can barely see, And when I'm feeling like I've been let down by my friends and my family, I can hear the rain reminding me, in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. You remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. I don't wanna be afraid every time I face the waves. I don't wanna be afraid. I don't wanna be afraid. I don't wanna fear the storm just because I hear it roar. I don't wanna fear the storm. I don't wanna fear the storm. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still, you are here so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. I'm not gonna be afraid, 'cause these waves are only waves. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna be afraid. No, I'm not gonna fear the storm. You are greater than its roar. I'm not gonna fear the storm. No, I'm not gonna fear at all. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still, you are here so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace over me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. that faith. Rise up, O heart, believe, let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe, let faith rise up in me. Peace, be still, say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace, be still, you are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace over me. What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. My hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine I can sing. All is mine, yet not I, but Christ in me. What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine I can sing. All is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken. For by my side, the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, my Savior will defend me. Through the deepest valley He will but through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me. With every breath, I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, to this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Church this morning. Thank you for being in the service with us today. If you're visiting with us for the first time, there's a visitor's card there in the pew in front of you, and we'd like for you to fill that out if you would and drop it in the offering plate as it comes by. We've got some men that will come now and receive the morning offering, and one of our men will lead us in prayer.
Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. We thank you for this time of offering. We ask that you bless it, bless the giver and the receiver. Lord, be with us as we hear your word. Help us to receive something from it. Thank you again for who you are. In Jesus' name.
You're in charge of Children's Church this morning. We're going to allow you to take charge of your tribe right now. Those are good sounds when you hear those patters going across the floor. I want to especially be in prayer this morning for Jesse Fist's mother. She's having a particularly hard time. We want to keep that family lifted up, and Renee is her name. Keep that family lifted up and keep her lifted up. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Psalms, Psalms 139. And Psalms 139 is right in the middle of your Bible. If you'd open it to the middle, if you don't have too many assist on each side, you'll find the book of Psalms. And then when you do, turn to chapter 139. And we're going to start with the first verse, and it's a lengthy reading, but I think the Lord would have us to do that. Let's stand together as we give honor to the reading of God's precious and holy word. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsittings and mine uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I can attain unto it. Whither shall I go from the Spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You may be seated. This is Sanctity of Life Sunday, and so I'm going to do my best to share with you what the Word of God says about that. and share with you my own thoughts and beliefs about that. And I hope to be able to correct theologically, put us in a place that is correct, a place to stand correctly as a church. Any church or any individual that supports abortion is wrong. It's not partly wrong. It's not a little bit wrong. It's all wrong. I want to, through reading of this passage, I want you to understand where life begins. I really want us to be clear. I want you to understand from the reading of this passage where life begins. It begins at conception. When the egg meets the sperm and there is life, a new life is born, and that is the beginning of life. It is at conception. It's not somewhere in between. It's not for the government to decide when life starts, or some individual or some group saying, well, we believe that life starts here or life starts there. The Bible is as clear as it can be that life starts at conception. And that new life begins to grow and develop in its mother's womb, which should be the safest place in the world for a little baby. But in the society in which we live, it has become the most unsafe place for a baby to live. Now, one of the things that I want you to realize, now the Supreme Court has reversed the ruling of Roe versus Wade, and so it's put that decision back into the hands of the state, and I'm getting information all the time that says now that that has been reversed, the church needs to step forward and do what the church should have been doing all along. So I want to share with you this morning some things that the church has been doing all along and some things that the church can be doing as we step into this new age of the sanctity of life. Now, I want you to feel good about the things that you have been doing, and you may not even realize it. When you place a dollar or $100 or $1,000 or whatever it might be in the offering plate, if you give it to the church, a portion of that, a large percentage of that, goes to sanctity of life. It goes to the, first it goes to the state convention and those entities that the state is providing all across the state. One of the things that you and I have been involved in personally, and you know this probably better than I do, but Informed Choices, this group that supports mothers and fathers that are getting ready to have children and talking them in, if there's any question, talking them in to keeping their baby and telling them they can keep the baby, or there's another choice. They can adopt that baby out. We've experienced firsthand some of the things that Informed Choices does. And we've had their speaker here a couple of times, but our grandchildren, Aaron Bullington and his wife Hillary, are expecting a baby. And, you know, we did not recommend to them to go into Informed Choices. This is their first child. They're young, but someone else did. And we found out they were going, and we were just elated about that, and were able to, our church supports them. Now, we've supported them with several dollars in the last few years. But we put them in the budget this last year. Besides the money that we gave through the bottle ministry, where we were putting coins in the bottle, we put them in our budget for $100 a month. But then we've done other things. One of the things that at one of the fundraisers they mentioned was that they needed $5,000 for a parking lot project that they had. And so the deacons and I talked about that, and we recommended it to the church, and the church voted and passed that. We gave them $5,000 for that project that they had going. And I don't know how many of y'all know this, but if you come to the business meeting, you're informed of all this information. But in our monthly report, you are given a report about every dime, every cent that you give into the offering or anyone else gives into the offering is reported on a monthly basis as to where that goes. How much I get paid, how much the rest of the staff gets paid, how much the electric bill is, how much we're giving to the different entities and ministries in our church. And so you could already know this, but the church voted on Wednesday night to give $5,000 to Informed Choices to help them with the parking lot. Sunday morning, now we get lots and lots of mail at the church, and there's always some kind of scam going. You have to really be cautious about scams. And so we try to be cautious about that. And so I was opening some of the mail on Sunday morning, and the address I did not recognize, and the name I did not recognize, but I opened that envelope up, and it was a check to the church. And I thought, what is this? Well, you know how much it was? $5,000. From a source that we had not even thought about. That as we give, the Lord gives back to us. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Now, I'd say that for two reasons. If the church spends its money the way that it should spend its money, God will take care of our needs. And it is true in your own life. It's true in your own life. Now, I was telling the story about Aaron and Hillary. And so they're going to Informed Choices. And they're taking parenting classes. It is thrilling us to death. For one thing, the Informed Choices do not force them to go to church in order to take the parenting classes at Informed Choices. But it does reward them if they go. If they bring a church bulletin, they get credit in the Informed Choices little store with diapers and baby seats and wipes and all those things that you need for a baby, and you take those rewards that you gather up by going to church and you buy things in the store. Now, they were already going, and we're thrilled that they were already going. But this is what I want. This is a young lady, girl, that was not raised in a Christian home, that knows zero about the Bible, doesn't know about the stories, doesn't know who Moses was or Elijah or none of those things. But she is learning, and she's learning those stories on a... we've got another getting ready to be granddaughter-in-law here some of these times that our daughter in Jonesboro is going through teaching her the Bible stories. But Hillary had not, she didn't know anything, and she got saved, and they went to Informed Choices, and they went to the first class, and they sat them down and talked to them, and the counselor said, "What are your plans for the baby?" And they said, "What do you mean, what are our plans?" And the counselor said, "Do you plan to keep the baby?" And Hillary looked at her and said, "What on earth, what else would I do with it?" And that just thrilled my heart. It just, for someone to think, there's no choice here. There is no choice. And so you're supporting that financially. You're supporting that in a really good way. You also are supporting in Harrison what used to be called the Boys Ranch, which is called the Baptist Ranch now. You're supporting that every month. When you give money into the offering, you're sending some of that money to the Baptist Ranch, who takes in foster children now and also fosters out children. And we made a discovery a while back that Arkansas Baptist, with the children's home in Monticello and the Boys Ranch, or I can't hardly keep from calling it the Boys Ranch, the Baptist Ranch in Harrison, are working in the foster care ministry. They're fostering out those children into homes. And we discovered a couple of years ago that Gwen and I, were the first foster parents that Arkansas Baptist ever had 50 years ago. We took a child in our home and fostered it out of the Monticello Children's Home. We kept her for 2 years. And they had just launched that program a little later than 50. I mean, it wasn't quite 50 years ago. It was probably 46 or something like that. But that program had just started. You support homes for families and abused mothers all over this state with the money that you give in the morning offering. Not only do you support the orphanages all over Arkansas and foster care all over Arkansas, but you support that all over the world. Portions of that money, a portion of the money that we give goes to the state convention, and then a percentage of it goes to the Southern Baptist, the national convention, which is not just national, it is worldwide, and it supports world hunger, it supports orphanages all over the world. You are deeply involved in this thing of the church taking a stand because Roe versus Wade has been reversed. We were already doing it before the Supreme Court ever made any kind of decision about that. So let my time get away from me, which I'm spending way too much that I didn't mean to here. But I want to give you, I want to say a couple more things about fostering and adoption. The experiences we've had in the last 2 or 3 months, if I wasn't already convinced that life started at conception, I would have totally been convinced through a the loss of our great-grandson through Savannah and Jordan's loss of their son. I would have just totally been convinced that life starts at conception through that. There are things that you can do personally to get involved in supporting young mothers keeping their babies. One of the things that we can do is to provide foster care for those who have been abandoned by their parents, or their parents was doing a terrible job in taking care of them, and the children were put in a dangerous position because they had been left in that home. Gwen and I signed up for that a few years ago, and our plan was not to be long-term. It was to be short-term. We were going to do, what do you call that again? Respite care. We were going to babysit for the other people that were doing it. And we'd give them a hand, we'd help them out, and we'd take their kids for a weekend or something like that. But, of course, as you know, it didn't turn out that way. And so over the period of the last few years, we've taken in about 30, we've kind of lost count, but we've taken in about 30 kids into our home, and some of them long term, some of them 14 months, some of them 11 months, some of them a number of months, 3 or 4 months, 9 months on one sibling group. We or I did anyway, decided we were too old to do that. And said, we need to get out of this. We need to let younger people do it. And younger people need to do it. They need to take that ministry on. It is a wonderful, wonderful ministry. It will change your life. And it will do more than just, and I'm not talking about so much, it will change your life as far as your routine is concerned, but it will change your life in giving your heart to people that you would not normally have done that. But we made this discovery that we could not keep them in our home without falling in love with them. They would just aggravate us to death, and we just want to wring their neck. But we couldn't keep from loving them. We just were able to love them. And I tell you, we miss them. We miss them, and we miss them almost on a daily basis. Every time I sit down at the kitchen table and get a cup of coffee, I miss Bo coming running in there and jumping up in my lap and wanting to drink coffee. And hugging me, and I'd always give him a little bit, put cough syrup in it. No, I didn't do that. But we still hear from them. We still hear from the Qualls kids. We still hear from Arabella. We still hear from Noah on a very regular basis. We listen to all the Christmas songs he'd learned on the trumpet the last time he called, and he had learned several, 45 minutes worth of songs, by the way. And they made a big difference in our lives, and we hope that we made a big difference in theirs. But not only can you foster kids, but you can adopt kids. And the foster care program has a program now that is called Foster to Adopt. And so you take those children into your home that are subject for adoption, and you keep them. You kind of, like driving a car, you get to try them out first. You take them into your home, and if the match is good, and sometimes it's not. We've had some that weren't good matches, but if the match is good and you decide to adopt, then you can adopt them. They'll become part of a permanent home. Our daughter in Fayetteville, Rebecca, and Tim, our son-in-law, have adopted three out of the foster program, of course, most of you know Annabelle, pretty good, because she's 11 now, I can't think of half of their names. There's so many. They've got so many now, we can't, even Harrison and Osnail. I don't know why they didn't call them George and Harry, they're just part of our family. We just don't think of them as any other thing other than being part of our family. And our daughter in Yaleville, her and her husband adopted two teenage girls out of the foster care program, and they're still coming to our Christmas and being a part of that. Now, even though they're older now, they're graduated from high school. Well, I didn't mean to take that long, but because I've got some more stuff that I really did want to share with you, but I certainly wanted to get that out to you to let you know that you're already doing stuff. But if you're a young couple, you'd say, well, that will take away from our kids. If we take in foster kids, that'll take away from us taking care of our own kids. No, it won't. It will give your kids a different perspective about life. Now, if you listen to news media and other sources like that, and sometimes people who would say they represent the church, and they would say, this will come out of their mouth, I support most abortions. Well, you know what the problem is with that? No, I said that wrong. I'm against abortion most of the time. That's what I meant to say. I'm against abortion most of the time. And I've heard that. I've heard them try to get a guy to say that there were some things that could happen that he would be for abortion, and he wouldn't say it. And I've heard others say, I'm for abortion. I'm against abortion most of the time. You know what the problem is with that statement? I've said that about three times now, hadn't I? That they do not believe that life begins at conception. Now, some of you are getting ready to, you may disagree with what I'm getting ready to say, and it's fine for you to be wrong. But one of the arguments that the abortionists use is incest and rape. Now, I'll clear something up about that. If that were the issue, and I'm not saying that doesn't happen. It does happen all the time. It does happen. But if that were the only issue, if rape and incest were the only issue, abortion would not be an issue in our country. I am not for abortion under any circumstance. For life, whether it's rape or incest or any other thing, and I'll always have somebody to come to me and say, well, what about when it's what about when the mother's life depends on it? I'm going to answer that for you next Sunday. No, I'm going to go ahead and answer it now. Leave that in God's hands. You don't have to deal with that. And nobody is going to ask me. Nobody's going to say, you make the decision, boy. There's nobody going to ask me that. Nor you. Leave that in God's hands. Let that individual family be able to be the ones that has to deal with that. If that is the case, it's almost zero. I think it'd be less than any kind of percentage point. Very, very less. Okay, I've just rambled on and preached very little. But there were some things on my heart I wanted to get out for you to know what I believe. But I want you to decide what you believe and then stand with that. Your kids are going to come in from school and say, well, the teacher said this. Well, you need to know what you believe. Let's stand together. Matthew, come and help us, would you? And Savannah, not Savannah. Monica. Why don't you all just take the same name? If you're here today and not yet a Christian, I want to invite you to make a decision for Christ today, to invite Jesus into your heart as personal Savior. If you're here and you've already made that decision, yet you hadn't followed the Lord in believer's baptism, yet you'd like to do that, I will give you an opportunity to make that decision. Perhaps you're here today and God's dealt with your heart about becoming a part of this fellowship by moving your letter here or by a statement that you've been saved and scripturally baptized and you want to become a member of this church. We'll give you that opportunity. Maybe it's a recommitment on your part. Maybe it's to come and pray for someone today that's heavy on your heart. So as we sing, we're going to give you that opportunity to come right now.
If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus just come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubting's give o'er. Just now reject him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart.
I want to invite you back tonight at 6 o'clock for our study in the book of Revelation. We've just really been having a great time doing that, and we hope that you'll come and be a part of that also. Don't forget next Sunday. Don't let that sneak up on you. But next Sunday will be Fifth Sunday dinner, and we want to have a big crowd and lots of fellowship and lots of good food. So if you would, please plan on that. And who's doing that? That's you? I don't know what's making that do that. Evan Sims. I love you. Do you know that? Huh? Thank you. Will you go to the microphone and dismiss us?
Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I pray that you help us all have a safe trip home and a good day, and help us all think about Billy Laney's message and let it sit on our hearts to do whatever you would want us to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.